Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
Be healed. Be delivered, Brother Overton. He loved y'all. Y'all helped him. You go carry on the flame. We love you. Thank you for brother and sister. Hal Hollis. You may be having church. Sister Hollis, do that one word. You're not in shallow. You're in Jerusalem. We finally made it home. But he's coming to get us. He's going to snatch us out of here. I was so sick last night. No use telling him. I went... The doctor. I had a tick bite that bit me. And he gave me some antibiotics. He said, I'm going to check your blood. I hadn't heard nothing from him. It's been long. And I've been taking those antibiotics. I've had flashes. I've had hots. I said, honey, I can't take no more of these things. She said, you bastard, I can't take them. Take them on a full stomach. I said, I ain't going to take no more. Just like you, Sister Hollis, God has hurt you, heard you, and you've been hurt. There was something said to you that really did hurt you. I know we all have had something. Brother Raymond, look, you just let her move. Because Satan's tried to divide and conquer. So you just remember this, that you got a man of God with you. And you're not in shallow. Yes, sir. We may not have all the articles in the temple, but we got the main article.
Amen. We got the main.
We got the Ark, Jesus, Almighty God, the Spirit of God in this church.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We got His shadow. Thank you. David shall I say, said, I shall dwell in the shadow of the Most High. You know what David did with it after he got through telling his wife off, I'll never know. You'll never have a relation with me again. She never had one young'un. Why would you want to do that and have a relationship with somebody that didn't believe God and love the heart? Love what God was in at that time. The type to be healed. And Lord, bless them financially. God, since they've been on Wednesday nights, thank you for this teaching. Thank you, Lord, for coming to help with the stakes. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, there's so much more, so much more, so much more. I'm not. Give the Lord a good hand clap. When I get through with this, preaching a little bit, that's what I want to get. David brought it to Jerusalem. And Brother Hollis was reading out of a commentary or something out of the Word of God, too, about it stayed in Jerusalem, but you remember when they said, bring us the ark. Eli's backslidden sons. When they see this coming, they go run. But when they saw it coming, killed all his boys. And then his daughter-in-law was having a baby. And here was a big fat priest named Eli that used to hear from God. I've been called an Eli. But that don't make me an Eli. You don't suffer like you suffer when you're a man of God. Come on. Because things do affect me. Some things I don't tell you. But Eli fell backwards, big fat priest, and broke his neck. But they still had the articles, you understand? They had the form, but they didn't have the presence of God. For 100 years they carried on, as I believe. You study it yourself. Without God's presence in that place. A form. Do we see that here in other places sometimes? A form. Come with the where miracles still at. Come with the power. It is here. But we have to create an atmosphere. We need to invite His presence here. Praise God. For Him to manifest Himself in His church. When we're gathered together in the name of Jesus. He broke his neck. Eli did. But I never thought. I said, Lord, I thought just went back to But David said, I want it. You know what he did? You know what David did? He took and put it on a high mountain. I believe that's where the temple really is. What they're fighting over now. Put it up there somewhere in a holy place. And he put a canopy over it. He put a covering over it. Nobody could touch it. Nobody wanted to touch it. But they could see it. And the Gentiles could see it. And the Jews could see it. And the religious people could see it. But David said, this is more than just seeing. This is the power of God in our presence. We're going to worship. We're going to praise God. Remember when we had this thing in this church? Remember when we had this thing? Come on, look at me. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. Jay's crew and all of them. I'm not saying everything was God, but it seemed God to me. What a move of God. Next time, I want all you church folks to come and watch folks worship. Jay come out of this church. Jay brought a bunch of singers, 12 groups. Oh, that's going to be today. We didn't say that, but we thought it. Lord, that's a lot of groups. But you're talking about singing. You're talking about worshiping. What was that lady's name that used to be here and her sister led it? Sister Frances. You remember when she used to get up here and she used to do hallelujah? She kept us ribbed up. But one day she passed away. And they was going to put her in a wood box. And a little old bitty, they didn't have no clothes. We went to the funeral home. My wife, and this is no glory to us. We had all this money, didn't know what to do with it. God forgive me. And we watched them. My wife said, I got a beautiful dress she loved. She'll fit right in it. I know she's coming out of the ground now. Because she's buried in my wife's, one of her beautiful dresses. Anointed dresses. And then they brought us to the place and said, we're going to put her in this cardboard little wood box. Nice, but I said, well, what about the weather and stuff? You think, even though we respect Brother Gray. He just put away in the best. I saw him folding the flag. I saw saluting a hallelujah. He went away and should I say, glory and honor. He had served in the Vietnam War. He was a man of God. He's serving in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And one day, as a tree falleth, he's coming out of the ground. Praise God. I ain't got to worry. He said, don't pray for me. I'm already ready to go. Pray for me. Same age. I was just a week or so. He's July the 4th. I'm July the 1st. I said, no, Brother Gray can't be passing. But oh, he said, it won't be long to my church. Going to come up out of the ground, going to be called away to meet him in the air. Going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now, I won't get into all that because that's a flat confused. You're not confused yet. You won't ever be confused. But you got an ark that time in the Old Testament, that's where the power of God was. Cherubims. I know you go on Indiana Jones, wrong measurements, but it was a good type. Gold. Aaron's rod that budded. Dead. But it budded. The Ten Commandments, the Word. And the manna, a type of the offering, and the glove of God. And then a big beaten gold top, so many 100 pounds, put it with cherubims on it. Mercy seat put on top of it. But we got sister. We got her a casket and got her buried good. Because we had at that time, we had just enough money to help her out. Well, her soul was not going to be with Jesus. But when I go by that graveyard, I can look at her. I say, thank Lord, ain't no water getting there. She's sealed. But when the Lord comes, get he worried about cardboard, he ain't not worried about press wood. He's not worried about the fancy caskets. He just said, come forth, my child. Come forth. He's not worried about how old you are, how young you are. But he said, be filled with the Spirit. Don't be drunk on wine, the word says, but be filled with the Spirit. I believe the Holy Ghost is the most important thing we need in the name of Jesus. Shallow. I'm not through. I just feel I sense the presence of God in this house. Hallelujah. Yes, God. I used to run down these things, run around. I guess the Lord just wanted me to be still for a while. Everybody's watching will think we completely lost everything. Your boss, man, I don't know if we'd like it or not. I remember at the time. He's a good man. Take it to the place where the Lord filled me with amazing grace. All I know is once I was lost. And when I went down that old-fashioned altar, I didn't know what else. I said, Lord, if this Holy Ghost be real, I'm just a little 13, 14-year-old boy. I want this Holy Ghost. And if all these folks around here, they're not all mad. They were happy. They'd repented. My Lord, I waited 3 days to get baptized. I said, I took to my mother. I said, when she studied, she said, son, don't baptize that way. I said, let me hold this man. You're going to put Jesus in there somewhere in my baptism. Everything you do in word and deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. If that ain't a deed, I watched one brother baptize many. He got that name of Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord, for my good conscience sake. For me. Because repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the mission. And you shall. Some people will walk all the way around it. They'll leave the book of Acts out. And I'm not trying to make an issue out of it. I'm saying, don't leave this world without invoking the name of Jesus Christ upon you in death, burial, and resurrection. When we pray for you in the name of Jesus. These three, they become as one, but they're three. Why should we fight over it? Just come on. I'm not debating on what you need. I'm just saying, hallelujah, I'm not going to run you off because it didn't run me off. One night, my mother come back and she said, son, it's in there. I've read it. I don't know why ours is not doing this. I'm being too plain with you. So I went back, and the third day they baptized me. Hallelujah. Broke the ice. My granddaddy was with me. He had been praying for many years. And he had been the worst cutter, just a one-eyed guy. And he had been mean. But he took that snuff, and he put it in the garbage can. He said, if this is what's hindering me from getting the Holy Ghost, I'll get it tonight. And you know what? Whatever you is coming before you, anything stopping you from receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, throw in the garbage can. I won't feel like I've plowed among you and hurt your feelings. Just come to God. He said, any man come to me and I'll know why it's casting out. Come to God. That'll help. Then he'll lead you into all. How much more is he leading us? Sometimes you think you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, but he's right there with you. He's walking with you. He's talking with you. He loves you. But you first got to love him. I'm not going to say you're lost. I'm just going to say read the word. Read the word. Because there's things in it I didn't even know. I'm still reading the word that I don't know much about. I'm trying. It's a never-ending story. It keeps on going. It's a wheel in the middle of the wheel. So don't point your finger at other people and say, you're lost. Unless they reject. And then have a tender heart. Say, look, you keep on reading this word of God. Keep on coming. But don't sin. You're going to sin. But don't willingly partake of something you know God's delivered you from. I got to say it right. I'm tired. You'll forgive me. You understand what I mean? There's a trade-off today for the drugs and for the alcohol and fentanyl. And we get to the place that we think we can buy our way into church, just thought. Or we can shine up with it, or sign a roll book or come and listen to a little Bible study. But let's get to the meat once in a while. He said, thou shalt not. Don't do this. Just don't do this. There's some things just don't do. Good modesty and good hygiene is good for you. Brush your teeth. Get the green hanging off of them. Comb your hair. If you ain't got no hair, polish your head. If you don't feel convicted of it, polish it. If you like tennis shoes, wear them, but let them be clean, nice tennis shoes. Today I wore my best. I'm an older man. I like to wear a suit. I like to wear some boots. I go barefooted. Well, come in barefooted, but come in with the clean feet. Just a thought. If you don't believe in underarm deodorant, don't put your arms like this upside down. Because they may believe in it. I done got too personal. There's just something that nature teaches you. So, but they didn't have that back in the 16th century, I know. But brother, if we got it and it's good for us, helps us, and the barn is falling apart, try to fix the barn up. You're not a barn. You understand? You want to walk, praise God, that's right. You want your hip healed? If they told you could go to those springs and dip yourself 7 times, you'd go. It didn't matter whose feelings it hurt, in the name of Jesus, you'd go. Yeah. Sister Pierce, you and I would be in a little Cadillac and we'd be trucking. That's right. That right, Sister Hollis? Come on, Hollis, we're leaving here. Church, we'll see. All right, bro, it's fine. Y'all go dip yourself 7 times, 3 times. One. And then when you come up, if you knew that was a place, hallelujah, that really the man of God or the Holy Spirit of God talked to you and said, go dip just 1 time. And you knew that was a man of God. Oh, boy, I'm getting flack now. It didn't say it. But say it did say it. And you took water, put it in your ears, you could hear. I've done some crazy things. I got to be quiet. Well, I've really preached out of my Bible today. I remember the time in this city, at one of these churches in this city. Good church, good people. Preached a revival, and we had prayed for so many people, give so many prayer clothes out, till we started getting M&Ms and praying over them. You take pills. The gospel is one of them. So we begin to give M&Ms out and pray. And they believe God. Many of them come back. The Lord, I ain't got that no more. And I took some. It's made me sick. And they wasn't M&Ms. My wife said, I believe it's that pill. Said, you I said, I ain't taking no more. She said, you guys, I ain't got to do nothing but pass away. Pay taxes. She didn't mean it. She said, honey, you want that to be healed? I said, yes. But pray over me. I didn't say all that, but pray over me. Some of the things that you're swallowing that God does not want us to swallow. I'm not preaching against medicine. You may need medicine. I'm just saying if it upsets you, calling, hello, I paid you good money, don't do this. And you're talking, if you come to find out I was talking to a machine the other day, I'm just talking away. I got baited. I said, I've talked to machines. This extension 92241. I said, this extension 2, I won't call you back. I'll go look you up. And I got in the trade towers. I went up there and I went down here. My wife said, it's over here. I said, no, it's not over here. She said, no. I said, okay, let's go over there. Come on, husbands. Come on, preachers. And sure enough, my wife was right. We finally got there after we thought we was late. We really got there right on time. You don't know what one day when you get married, you'll get the last word, yes, ma'am. Come out from under the bed. Isn't that right, brother? that's a holy nod. Are you happy? Have I told the truth? Have we told you that Jesus Christ loves you? Have we told you that the Holy Ghost is holy? Do you know, you got to have love. You got to forgive. I've done my best. I said, Lord, I don't want to stir nothing. Just love you, Jesus. But if you knew how much we're fought, even with the helmet on, this is where your battleground is. And the devil will come to you and say, they're not going to take care of you. They're going to take this. And they're going to hold it. Say, Lord, give it. But the Lord's going to keep, he's going to keep what is bestowed unto him. I brought him upright. I brought him upright in my children. I don't know why we got to be old for all our kids to come back like a... But our kids know what truth is. And I know what truth. I know that I love him. I know he loves me. I've seen people come to God. I've seen miracles. But all these things I've seen, what am I now? He's still working on me. You know the Hemp Hill brought a song. He's still working on me. Come on. We used to sing that. He's still working on me. Brother Raymond, you don't know how much I have desired for the Holy Ghost just to move on me, to speak in the language of not just other tongues, but an unknown tongue, and divers tongues, and gifts of tongues. Same spirit, but yet diversities. By the self-same spirit, unto one is given this. How much is our faith? How much can God trust us with? And if we don't completely die out and live in Jesus Christ, in the Spirit, we will let the devil torment us in our minds. Everything you do, if you're sensitive, you'll think everybody's talking about you. But stay busy. Charles, stay busy. Andy, stay busy. He'd come back to me. I know who you are. Brother Andy. Brother Allen, stay busy. The Bible said that to be idle is the devil's workshop. It's true. Be busy. Because some people have seen you, and they're going to give you another place. You're going up. And listen, sister. You got your daughter with you today. You listen to what this girl's got to say. And you obey because you're coming out. And take this right. I'm coming out. God's bringing you up to a place that you're going to be able to resist. You want to say, you're doing great. So come in here loving God. Nobody's reprimanding you. We love you. It's just that we want you happy every day. We want your daughter happy, but she's got to make her own mind up for that. You just lived the life before. I see some, and I got to close with this. Some that looks at me and Sister Pearson, Sister Gray, and others were from older. That just some things, as brother, are constant and a variable. Hallelujah. There's just some things that's dear into my heart. I don't judge other people. I try not to. I used to try, but I said, well, God, they're doing their best. I'm doing my best. Because when they first walk in, they say, oh, look at her hair. Look at her dress. I'm going to name it out. Hallelujah. Don't look at all that. You look at Jesus. He is your Savior. I do love you. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, and my commandments are not grievous. I've had a good foundation, but I want to build on up into the perfection. Not that I'm perfect, but he's perfect. When your husband said, I'm ready to go home, boy, I don't know if I could do that. Not yet. But I need to be to that place. When your mother, she said, I'm ready to go meet the Lord. Is everybody here ready if the rapture or the catching away comes? Are we really ready to meet the Lord? I can't judge you. I'm just saying, the Bible says, your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Boy, I went over time. Upon Jason and his wife, that thing will be broken. And God, it doesn't mean it's bad, it just means it's tormenting. Loose Brother Jason and his wife, they're great people. We love them as being members in this church. Andy, we can't wait for you to get back, you and your wife. Your wife. We're so glad to see you. And I hope you get your mom and dad to come. We ain't going to shove nothing down nobody's throat. If you can't feel the love of God here and know that we're preaching truth and that you got to make up your own minds. He that seeketh me with all his heart, I got to seek him some more. So don't come up to me and say, all I can tell you is all I know is what I got is a miracle. What I've got is a miracle. But sometimes we forget where we come from. If you got a gift in you, sooner or later it'll operate. But the atmosphere, if you knew how bad my body was feeling when I come into this church. I looked at my wife and said, honey, she said, we're going to church. I said, yeah, I know it. And she was having situations, I believe, with her hip or leg. And I said, we're going to church. She said, yeah, we're going. So we didn't look at each other much. We just got in the Cadillac and come on. That was given to us. Brand new Cadillac with not a mile on it and paid for our other one. But I'm old enough, and she is too, to have a new Cadillac, and you are too. If anybody in this church wanted to give you one, that'd be fine. All I'd say, praise the Lord. Don't worry about it. My old granddaddy, I turned over so much money years ago by giving back. No, I can't take this. My granddaddy called me, said, I'm going to tell you something. Her granddaddy, Brother Frank Jones, he said, if anybody comes up to give you money, I don't see you turning it down again. Take it. And the pastor did too. Did you taking a blessing away from him? Because it wasn't meant for me, even if it's, I'm just saying, if people want to bless you, let them bless you. I could sit here and tell you the millions and the thousands that people has donated to pay for this church and this land outside of these walls. And I spoke some prophecy over some things that didn't just seem right that Satan's tried to torment me with, but the Lord said, you leave that to me. Because if you touch something that's given you, you understand? But if the Holy Ghost says say it, you better say it. Boy, I hope I didn't go too far there. But good people, Holy Ghost-filled people. But even good people in my family, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering. Long-suffering is the most hardest thing in the world, hallelujah for me, to wait for somebody to come on home. As Jimmy Davis used to sing, come home. An old song, come home. It's supper time. Stand to your feet. If a cat's got instinct, somebody in California left a cat, they looked for it for 3 days, and they moved to Oregon. Now, this is a cat. This is a cat. A real meow. 351 miles and just a few tenths. They moved to another place in Oregon. They come from somewhere in California. I read this from a preacher. He said, that cat traveled not knowing. And they thought they'd left the cat, but they did, but they didn't.
You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.
Locally owned and operated by Benton and Brandon Broussard, Bill's Wrecker Service, located in Jennings, is a 24-hour tow service. You know, Bill's can tow anything from a small passenger car to an 18-wheeler. No towing job is too small or too big. With friendly, courteous service and expert operators, You will be at complete peace knowing your vehicle is in great hands. Bill's also has inside storage available upon request. So the next time you need a tow, call 824-TOWS or 1-888-518-3680.